Welcome back to Logical, where we untangle the legal knots so that you don't have to. I'm Ludmila Malova, a U.S. qualified lawyer based in Dubai. In each episode, we break down complex law into clear, practical insights that you can actually understand and use. Today's episode is one that many doctors and indeed many of our firm's clients have been asking about, and that's the UAE's golden visa for medical professionals. This visa offers 10-year renewable residency without the need for a local sponsor. But while it sounds like the golden ticket, there are a few legal fine prints worth dissecting, especially if you're a doctor with foreign qualifications. So let's begin, as always, with the law. Now, let's start with the legal framework. The golden visa is rooted in the Federal Decree Law No. 29 of 2021, officially titled the UAE Entry and Residence of Foreigners Law. This law created the legal categories and criteria for long-term residence visas for select individuals such as investors, entrepreneurs, creative talent, and relevant to today's topic, obviously, the skilled professionals such as doctors. While the law is federal in nature, its application and enforcement are localized. Each emirate processes golden visa applications through its own immigration authority. For example, in Dubai, the responsible authority is the General Directorate of Residency and Foreign Affairs, also known as GDRFA. In Abu Dhabi, applications are handled by the Federal Authority for Identity, Citizenship, Customs and Port Security, or otherwise known as ICP. In Sharjah and other emirates, it's also ICP, but typically via local authorized typing center. Now, the purpose and benefits and why the golden visa is important and when it was introduced is quite simple. It's to recognize and retain the UAE's most valued residents. And when it comes to value, few professions can rank higher than healthcare. For doctors, the golden visa offers a number of real tangible benefits. So let's break them down. So one, it's a 10-year renewable residency. Two, there's no local sponsor required. Three, there's freedom to work across hospitals or clinics. And then four, self-sponsored status, independent of your employer. Five, ability to sponsor family, including spouse, children, and even parents, regardless of the age. And then six, freedom to stay outside of the UAE for over 6 months without having to come back or risk cancellation of the visa, as was the case before. From a national perspective, this program also helps attract highly qualified professionals to the country and signals the UAE's commitment to world-class healthcare. But here's the critical detail. While the golden visa is positioned as an international recruitment tool, in practice, for the time being, it currently only is available to doctors with UAE-based experience. As a general rule, doctors with only foreign experience are not eligible, at least for now. So how does it work and how does it apply throughout the UAE? In practice, it kind of depends on the emirate where you're based. So while the criteria for eligibility are federally set, the application process itself, requirements, and enforcement do differ across the emirates. Each emirate has its own health authority and often different interpretations of what documents are acceptable, such as salary certificates and the amount of the salary and how the salary is calculated and what the no objection certificate or an OC should say. So, for example, in Dubai, the Dubai applicants must go through the Dubai Health Authority, or DHA, and the GDRFA, which is the immigration authority based in Dubai. In Abu Dhabi, for the Abu Dhabi applicants, they go through the Department of Health of Abu Dhabi, or DOH, and ICP, usually through the TAM platform, which is the Government Unified Digital Services Portal. For other emirates, the applicants would go through the Ministry of Health and Prevention, which is called, in short, refers to as MOHAP, and also ICP channels. So if you're applying, your application pathway will depend on where your license was issued, where you work, and which health authority governs your practice. Let's now talk through the step-by-step requirements for doctors applying for the Golden Visa. We'll use the Dubai example as a model, but these apply with variations across all Emirates. So requirement number one is to have a license, a valid license from the relevant health authority in the Emirate where you're applying to practice medicine. So for Dubai, it will be licensed from DHA or Dubai Health Authority. In Abu Dhabi, it's a license from DOH, which is Department of Health. And for other Emirates, it's through MOHAP. So in Dubai, the license is obtained through the Sharian portal or DHA's online professional services system. And the process includes a number of requirements, such as, for example, a self-assessment test. And then there is the step that involves going through data flow service. It's a company that provides primary source verifications of various academic documents. There's also, depending on where your license comes from, is a computer-based test or a CBT. And for certain doctors, it may apply. Others may be exempt. There's also, for some doctors, once again, an oral assessment if required, and license activation by a healthcare facility. Now, here's an important nuance. The licensing exam requirements vary depending on where your medical degree was issued. So, for example, if you graduated from the United States or Canada, you may be exempt from both the CBT, which is the computer-based test, and oral exams, provided your credentials are verified and recognized, and they would be verified through the data flow service, as I mentioned earlier. Graduates from countries like United Kingdom, Australia, and select EU states may also benefit from reduced testing obligations. Degrees from Asia, Africa, Eastern Europe may require more comprehensive testing, including a CBT, which is the computer-based test, oral assessment, and additional document verification. Requirement number two is the experience requirement. This is quite important because in order to qualify for doctors for their own golden visa, they must have at least 2 years of working experience in the UAE at a licensed UAE hospital or clinic. So this requirement alone excludes many foreign trained doctors, making it one of the most limiting factors under the current framework. In other words, those doctors who have practiced in the UAE medicine for at least 2 years would qualify to apply for a golden visa, and those doctors who may want to come to the UAE and practice medicine in the UAE, but for the time being have not worked long enough in the UAE or have not worked for a qualified hospital or clinic would not be able to benefit from this visa. So this means, and we, by the way, this is where we've received a number of inquiries from doctors in different countries in the U.S. in particular, who are willing to move to the UAE, who are interested in moving to the UAE and making plans to do so. And this is one advice that is important to highlight, is that absolutely UAE is welcoming of all new talent to the UAE, in particular in the field of healthcare and especially U.S. qualified doctors. It is important to understand that until you've worked in the country for at least 2 years for some other medical facility, you would have to be first sponsored by that specific facility before you are allowed to apply for your own golden visa. So the third requirement is regarding a salary, and that is you must earn at least a basic salary of at least 30,000 dirhams. And this has to be proven by a salary certificate or your labor contract registered with what's called the MOHRE, a Ministry of Human Resources and Emiratization. And this is the department, kind of a labor department, if you will, that has a branch or an authority in each emirate. So now here I want to take a moment and discuss the requirement of the minimum salary amount, and that is because as per the regulations, the minimum salary has to be 30,000 dirhams per month. But there is a bit of confusion as to whether that has to be the minimum salary here, is the basic salary as is indicated in the contract, or the total salary that ultimately the doctors receive on a monthly basis. And those who have lived and worked in the UAE for you know, for at least a few years, would know what that means, is that in the UAE, all contracts, labor contracts or employment contracts, will have, in most cases, a salary set out in two different parts. One is the basic salary, the other one is allowances, and then there will be the total amount. So, for example, in many cases, there will be somebody who would otherwise be receiving on the monthly basis a salary of 30,000 dirhams. In the contract, the salary would state 15,000, for example, basic salary, and 15,000 different allowances, such as housing, accommodation, transportations, and such. And so, but at the end of the month, the doctor might be receiving 30,000 dirhams a month, every month on a regular basis. In other words, it's sort of a fixed amount that they receive. But in the contract, it states the basic salary is 30,000 dirhams. There's another scenario, sort of similar. It could be either a spin-off from that scenario or a slum with different scenarios. Let's say, in addition to the basic salary and allowances, the doctors might also, and in most cases, actually, they do receive a percentage from the patients that they see, or the bills that the patients they see. In other words, the percentage of the revenues. So so if you add all that up, some of the doctors might be receiving 50,000 dirhams a month. But yet, in the contract, it may only state either 15,000 basic or even 20,000 total or basic, or maybe the salary is not split up into basic and allowances, but there's just one amount. But there could be, for example, 25,000. But in reality, they receive 50 or 60 or 70. There is yet another scenario where the doctors, and now this is now possible. It wasn't so until recently. It is that doctors might be working for different clinics, so they actually receive payments from different clinics, and they may have contracts with each one of these clinics. And so cumulatively, they may be earning 70,000 or more. But individually, based on each one of these contracts, the amount could be less than 30,000. So we've heard from a number of doctors that they've found themselves kind of turned away because the authorities require for them to actually have 30,000 basic salary. Now, we've reviewed the regulations. We've also done some due diligence and gone to discuss this specific requirement with a few authorities. And so the word on the street, so to speak, is that, in fact, it refers to the total amount, the actual amount that you receive, and not what the contract states. And that's exactly for the reasons I just mentioned, which is, in a lot of doctors' cases, they receive, they may have multiple contracts, or that, you know, their basic salary is minimal, and most of their income comes from percentage of revenue, which cumulatively would be far greater than 30,000 dirhams, and it could actually be regular. We've seen other cases as well of doctors who have almost no basic salary, so they are purely on commission. But once again, on a monthly basis, their take home is much more than 30,000 dirhams, and so so they have been led to believe that that they would not qualify because they don't have this basic salary mentioned in the contract. We have confirmed both through the regulations and from several representatives of sort of the relevant authorities, and the stance today is that that is not the case, that it's not about what the paper says, but rather what it is that actually happened. So it's basically substance over form, which means that if you can show to the authorities that on the monthly basis you receive sort of a steady income of anything above 30,000 dirhams on a regular basis, then that should qualify. So you do not need to have a minimum basic salary of 30,000 dirhams, as mentioned in the contract. So another requirement, which is basically the kind of the fourth main requirement, is the what's called, I mean, it depends on where you are, but basically an employment contract. So if you work on the mainland in the UAE, that would be issued through MOHRE, which is the Ministry of Human Resources and Immunization. If you work within a free zone, for example, the Dubai Health Care City, then it would be issued by that specific free zone. And so in order to apply for this, for the golden visa, the doctors do need to present an employment contract. So now it could be issued by MOHRE, it could be issued by the free zone, and it could be a combination of both, because doctors these days do tend to work for more clinic than one. But requirement of an employment contract is a necessary one. Not only that, but this is also important to highlight here and clarify that what the authorities want is the actual contract, that's government contract, that's registered with the relevant authority, and not a private contract between you and the company. And many doctors would attest that in most cases, there is this government contract that they may or may not even remember about, but you know, the contract that they rely on in most for most cases is just a private contract between the company and the doctor or the clinic or the hospital and the doctor. But for the purposes of the authorities, you need to be prepared to actually present the government the government issued employment agreement and not the private one. Then there's another requirement of what's called the, and those who've lived in the UAE would know all too well, is a no objection certificate or NOC. It's a term that we use here quite frequently. So it's basically an approval or consent from the employer that they don't mind that the doctor applies for his or her golden visa. And even though the golden visa is intended to sort of to free you from employer dependency, for the time being, you still need your current employer to issue what's called the NOC to proceed with the application. Now, once the golden visa is issued, however, you're free to change employers or work across multiple clinics as long as you remain registered with Mimohre or wherever, whatever free zone authority where you work. So this is another one of those nuances that in a way, arguably could kind of contradict the very purpose of the golden visa. And in some ways, it differs from other golden visas. In most other cases, employees are not required to obtain an NOC from their current employer to apply for their own, basically, golden visa. So where this requirement of an NOC for doctors has come is sort of kind of remains to, we're still trying to figure that out. But if you do approach the authorities right now, this is what they'll tell you is that as part of the application, you do need to also submit an NOC from the hospital, the clinic where you work, showing that they don't mind that you apply for your own golden visa. That in itself can present all sorts of issues, because if you think about it, most clinics and hospitals these days would know that if you're applying for your own golden visa, it kind of makes you free, it frees you up from their dependency. And so therefore, some might not be interested in actually issuing that NOC. And that in of itself, this kind of requirement of NOC in a way conflicts with the very purpose of the golden visa, because the idea of the golden visa, I remember was when it was introduced first, it was very exciting. And the very purpose was is just for the UAE to attract this special talent and specialized talent, and doctors, obviously, are some of the most important talent that the UAE wants to continue to attract and retain. And so it was especially for doctors to give them the freedom to be able to go and work for different clinics, for different hospitals, and exercise and sort of practice their trade across not necessarily just different clinics and hospitals, but also potentially different emirates. So having their own golden visa would give them the freedom to sign sort of part-time relationships or contracts with certain clinics where they could actually benefit a lot more, because they could give X percent of their time to one clinic, X percent to another hospital, and Y to perhaps another hospital in another emirate, and so on and so forth. So the very idea of golden visa, and I remember when it was early on introduced, we had a few clients who were doctors, and that was the biggest. So they were the first, if you will, bucket of professionals which were granted these golden visas, and it it's with that sort of objective in mind. So this requirement of an OC right now is a little bit questionable, but I want to share this so just to kind of set you up to succeed, that it may come up. Although I imagine that as time goes on, it probably will become less relevant, if at all. Then The sixth requirement is the requirement of a bank statement. And now this is important, especially in the context of what I described earlier, which is the monthly salary. So, but the requirement is, as part of the application, you need to submit 6 months of personal bank statements from a UAE bank. So, and that's as a proof of your income stability. And this is also important because some doctors we have seen over the years, they choose to get paid into their foreign bank account at home. And so that would, unfortunately, the longer they get paid outside of the UAE, like the harder it will be, or the longer it will take for them to be able to apply in the UAE, because having a local bank account for at least 6 months is a requirement as part of the application. So you do need to have not only a local bank account, but you need to have sort of steady salary going into your bank account in order for you to meet the requirement of, as part of the application process. And this is why the bank statement is so important, especially in the context of the salary requirement I discussed earlier. And that is, if your bank statements show clearly that you receive far in excess of 30,000 dirhams a month every month, then obviously the whole sort of alleged requirement of your basic salary being 30,000 dirhams becomes less relevant, the bank statement can explain why that requirement should not be applied if it's a requirement at all. Again, in the law, it's not a requirement stated in the law for this kind of category of applicants. But in practice, as I mentioned earlier, different emirates have different authorities that oversee the application process. And these are the statements that we hear from various representatives, which don't always quite match. But just bear this in mind as you go through the process. If you have, this is your way to perhaps prove your point that your salary is indeed below, much above the 30,000, the minimum requirement. So therefore, what matters is your bank statement and not what the contract says, especially since so many of us know that in many cases the contracts don't quite reflect the current salary, because people often get promotions, they get raises, and they get commissions, and that's not reflected in the labor contract. Now, there's another element to those doctors who work work under the MOHRE umbrella, which means the Ministry of Human Resources and Memorization. In other words, doctors who work for hospitals or clinics that are based on the mainland. Those who are under those contracts would know that they're also subject, or they get paid through what's called a WPS, which is the wage protection system. And so the wage protection system is basically a mechanism between the ministry, the company, and the banks, where employees' salaries from the company go through this wage protection system that's registered with the banks, and monitored or supervised in some way or another by the Ministry of Human Resources and Amortization, which means that all your monthly salary payments are also registered with MOHRE. So they're reflected in the MOHRE records. So therefore, when you do go to apply for your residency permit or for your golden visa, then you should get that the statement from MOHRE, which will show, and this is another government portal, what your actual salary is. So that's another document that you want to be prepared to present in the event your basic salary in the contract is listed below 30,000. So next set of requirements relates to education certificates, predictably. So that includes your medical degrees and any other sort of educational degrees that are relevant. And they have to be attested and legalized, but apparently not, the equivalency certificate is not required. Those, again, who've lived in the UAE and who are who are already working in the UAE, this will be a kind of a non-event because your certificates would already have been legalized. But those who are not quite informed or don't know about the process yet, so the notarization of these certificates will have to be notarized in kind of your original country where you obtain your degree, and then the attestation will have to go through this fairly kind of lengthy and complicated legalization or apostille, and in some refer to it as apostille process, which is, you know, required attestation by the UAE embassy abroad, and then also ultimately legalization of by the UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So there's multi-tiered process for ultimately verifying your or testing your medical degree for the purposes of the UAE. But so this process in itself is called legalization, attestations, or apostille, sort of any one of those three words you may choose. There's an additional requirement that that has become a requirement. It wasn't originally a requirement introduced as part of the Golden Visa application, but it's called the equivalency certificate, is where you have to actually, as opposed to just having your degree notarized, you actually have to have your degree equivalized. In other words, you confirm that the classes you took, the sort of curriculum you studied, that it conforms to the UAE's, for example, medical degree or legal degree. So it's a different process from legalization or attestations, and it's a process that was in the beginning when the golden visas were introduced only applied to a certain category of professionals, but not to special talents. So or executives, for example. But it's as time went on, now that seems to be a requirement that's kind of blended into all the other types of golden visas. And so, and this is a different requirement from legalization, as I said, and this one actually requires the UAE has collaborated or sort of, you know, signed a collaboration with a company called Dataflow, which actually does this verification equivalency certificates for you. So it's a fairly smooth process, and that's the upside of it. So you just submit it through them, and they go to the respective universities and colleges around the world and confirm that not only that you studied there, but that the curriculum, the classes, the courses you took, that they sort of basically equate to what that kind of degree would be, for example, in the UAE. Now, I tell you this from personal experience, because I had to do this with my law degree. That's not a requirement that was a requirement, you know, before. Which the reason I'm saying it for the time being, from what we understand is that doctors are not required to go through this equivalency certificate. However, since that was, you know, I would like to just kind of put it on record that this requirement may later be introduced only because that's what happened to other types of professionals. In the beginning, other professionals were not required to have this equivalency certificate. And as of, I think, last year, now it seems to sort of apply to most other categories. So that's why if it's truly not yet required to go through this equivalency certificate for your educational degrees, just stay tuned because it may just be a matter of time before that requirement also applies to medical practitioners. That being said, having gone myself through this data flow experience, it's fairly, you know, there's not much you need to do. And they continue to work more efficiently as time goes on. So by the time comes your turn comes, I trust it'll be even smoother process. Okay, so then some other requirements, you know, as basically include just your typical valid passport copy, make sure that your passport is valid for at least 6 months if you want to apply. Recent passport size photos, you know, valid health insurance, minimum 1 year coverage, you do require that. Medical fitness results from a UAE approved clinic, and an experience certificate from the licensing authority if applicable. For Abu Dhabi, you also need endorsement from the Department of Health through the TEMP platform. So, as I said before, it's if you are going through the process, really the application itself or the practical aspects of applying for the visa do somewhat differ depending on which emirate you're applying and whether you're applying through to work for a hospital or clinic on the mainland or free zones. So just bear that in mind. But in most cases, a lot of the application process now does happen through the various digital platforms the UAE government has introduced. And then in terms of the application process and fees, again, depending on the emirate, there is the ICP portal, which is the National Immigration Platform, and that's where you would be applying for through. So it's really quite handy. It's on just your the truly at your fingertips, on your palm, through your app, through the ICP app on your mobile phone. There's also a GDRFA website or Armour Centres in Dubai if you wanted to. If you don't want to do it through the app or somehow there's some sort of limiting factors, you can do it through the website or actually visit some of these Amr centers physically. And that's in Dubai. And then Abu Dhabi, it's the TAM platform or authorized typing centers across the various Emirates. So the application fee usually is between 2,800 dirhams to 10,000 dirhams, depending on location, application method, and number of dependents. And the processing time is 7 to 15 working days. So this is quite important because a lot of people's time, people's understanding is that this is a very lengthy process. It isn't. It's really quite quick. So let me kind of pause here and perhaps break it down in terms of what it means to apply, because we've also been approached by a number of clients worrying that they, before the abuse of, you know, that they will have to cancel this visa in order to apply to see if they would qualify to apply for the golden visa. That is not the case. With the golden visa, is actually quite convenient. So once you gather all these documents, you go to one of these authorities or submit through the app or the website. First, you do not have to cancel your visa at all. And they will tell you, so you will get a notification quite quickly, by the way. So whether you're approved or whether you need to submit additional documents or perhaps visit one of the authorities to submit some to explain a document or two in person. But that process happens quite quickly. So you either get approved or denied, but one way or the other, it's pretty fast process. And then once you know that you've been approved, voila, then that basically from there, it's a fairly easy path. You can really get your visa, golden visa, within, as I said, 7 to 15 working days, I think. Like, again, that's once you've been approved. If you've been approved, you can even get it within 3 to 4 days. And that's your visa. And so as a sponsor. So if you wanted to sponsor your family, then you could sponsor your family. And that's what you would, you know, within just a day. But that's what you would do. So let's say once you've gotten an approval to apply for the golden visa, at that point, you could even put your family, you can cancel your visa. And with your employer, and in the process, you can put your dependents on hold. And not have to worry that you will not get a visa, because if you have an approval from the authorities that you qualify, your visa will be issued. It will be issued very fast. So you can safely cancel your dependent's visa or put them on hold and then apply, carry on, you know, cancel yours and apply for the new one. So... So what's the verdict? The golden visa for doctors is a powerful illegal status and one that carries a wide array of benefits. But it's also a visa that comes with a few strings attached. So if you're currently working in the UAE and meet the experience and salary thresholds, this could be your chance to build long-term security and flexibility. But if you're outside of the UAE and thinking about relocating as a doctor, for now, you likely need to first secure a local job, gain 2 years of experience inside the UAE, and only then become eligible. That's it for today's episode of Logical with Ludmila. If you found this episode useful and you like what we do, you can always find more on our website, that is lylawyers.com. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And for the full experience, you can watch our video podcast on YouTube. Until next time, stay informed, stay safe, and keep things logical.